Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering hot breakfast platters for business meetings and corporate events with delivery throughout Greater Seattle. Portage Bay Cafe emphasizes local organic ingredients from Pacific Northwest farmers and distributors. PortageBayCafe.com.
We're back in the KNKX studios. I'm Abe Beeson. Today we are doubling up. In the on-deck circle, we have the wonderful quartet Kneebody. But first at bat will be our Portland friends, Trio Subtonic. They're here for their third visit with a new single out called Elegy, featuring Seattle's drumming star Devon Lewis, who is here with the band today. Guitarist Dan Balmer is the fourth Subtonic in our studios, with Galen Clark and Bill Athens, the keys and bass backbone of the band. Balmer's a longtime collaborator with the group, and he's on their latest album, Live at the Alberta Street Pub. I'm excited to get things started, so let's hear it for Trio Subtonic.
Thank you.
Subtonic in the KNKX studios. Galen Clark at the keys, Bill Athens bass, Devon Lewis drums, and Dan Balmer on guitar. Galen, great to have you back, and excited about the new single Elegy, which I think we're going to hear as our second song today. What is the status of the next recording project for Trio Subtonic?
Well, we don't have anything like in the immediate future plans, but I have a bunch of new material, and so Bill and I have been talking about putting it together, but we haven't like set any dates or recording sessions yet. But yeah, I have a lot of new stuff.
Love hearing that. Good answer. Devon Lewis, it was great to see Devon on the new single in the video that you can check out online. You'll be down at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia Friday night with a different drummer. Yeah. And tell us about the drummer seat in Trio Subtonic currently.
Well, we love playing with Devon any chance we get. So, yeah, but I have a couple of other guys that are in the rotation at the moment, and I'll leave it at that.
Right. Good enough. Dan Balmer, great to have him with the group. I wonder if you could talk about the first time you got a chance to play with Dan, your first collaborations.
The first time was in this group, I'm pretty sure. A few years ago, we asked Dan to do a show, and it was really fun. I remember I was smiling pretty much the whole time. So that has led to a lot more. Yeah.
Dan, I'd love to hear your impressions of working with these young upstarts.
Well, it's great, of course. And I always tell people it's like playing with your kids. You know, it's nice to be asked. I it's a really fun group to play with, and cool guys, and a cool scene. And so it just keeps you in touch with a lot of things that you can fall out of touch with as you go along in your career, and the music's a lot of fun, and it's more natural for me to play this music than a lot of the music I play. Mm-hmm. I play a lot with a lot of different groups, and this is like kind of home for me, so it's great. And they're great guys, obviously, and fun to play with people like Devon that you don't play with that much in Portland.
Right. Yeah. Now the Alberta Street Pub record. On the surface, like, that's the easiest record you could make, is you get a gig and then you just set up a recorder. Tell us about the challenges of making a live album.
Exactly. I think what happened was we did that gig a lot, like every couple of months, and got like a really cool thing going. And then we were like, oh, maybe we should start recording these. And I think the first one we were doing a video, so we recorded it anyway. And then I was like, oh. So I think we did three, and we sort of picked from the three. And it's different than going into the studio for sure. But like, there's something that about the live setting that makes it completely different and really fun.
Great record live at Alberta Street Pub. Pick that one up. Opening up for Kneebody at Nectar Lounge tonight. And I wonder if you could talk from that perspective about the correct courtesy. What are the rules of being an opening band, a good opening band?
Playing a really long time. Yeah. I'm really excited to see them. They're one of my favorite bands.
Dan, you've been on stage a few times. Can you talk about the common courtesy of being an opener, or you know what you like to see in an opening band, or how you like to be treated as an opening band?
Well, you're always glad to get in front of the other group's audience. And so it's always an opportunity, but you're always sort of setting up inside the other band. And I mean, I've done a lot of opening acts. I've been the headliner sometimes with other people I've played with under my own name. But a lot of times opening up, I can name you dozens of times, opening for Al Jarreau and David Sanborn and George Benson. You're always setting up in front of them. And, we've already got the monitor mix set, guys, so can you just go with their monitor? The drummer doesn't want you using that drum set, but we don't really want you bringing your drum set on. So this is, it's always, you know, this is very copacetic. I mean, the everything involved here. I'm just like today, you know, the earshot people are always great. And,
right.
you know, so it's a great opportunity for us and it's fun. And you go out and I'm opening up for Kneebody tomorrow in Portland with Mel Brown's group. So,
oh,
and that's always with Mel Brown. We play every Thursday in Portland and it's, you know, we're always opening up for people and it gets us, you know, a different audience to hear us that night. And so, yeah, you stop when you're supposed to and you get out of the way and you say thank you and, you know.
Leave the place cleaner than you found it. All right, let's hear another song. This is the fresh, hot new single from Trio Subtonic, Elegy, live in the KNKX studios. Fellas.
Thank you.
Trio Subtonic in the KNKX studios. Galen Clark keys, Bill Athens at the bass, Devon Lewis drumming, and Dan Ballmer on the guitar. Thank you, fellas. That was so cool. Elegy, that's their new single. Thanks so much to all the members of our leadership circle in our audience today. Your generous contributions, the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. You can connect to the massive archives. Check out all the Trio Subtonic sessions at knkx.org. Thanks to our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Big thanks to John Kessler for his audio production. And that wraps up half one of our doubleheader in the KNKX studios today. Today.